Ladies and gentlemen, nobody governs truth. Although it does seem like the USDA has a pretty firm handle on the way that the markets trade based on their numbers alone, but there are other sources of data that we can look to here, and this map is one of them. And I want to spend some time with it and with you today, and I think with your help, we can assemble a better picture of what's actually going on right now with the U.S. corn crop. Because certainly we've heard on this channel, the Ice Age Farmer channel, from top 1% producers about how there are forces at work at the USDA and more broadly to hide the true scale of the crop losses that we experienced in 2019 with the record prevent plant, the harvest from hell, and everything in between, the shrinking of growing season on both sides as we have entered the grand solar minimum. We saw the USDA just the other day releasing some latest data, massaging the past a little bit more and actually changing their practices. I covered this a little bit, this essay from Scott Irwin, in my previous report earlier today, but I thought this was interesting to see Arlen Suderman, who both shared that report and then added this comment. The good news, Scott, is that the market is generally going to trade fundamentals. The cash market will trade fundamentals that are happening on the ground, regardless of what the USDA is claiming. But still, it's a big statement for me to make that the USDA, I mean, it's not me, there's lots of voices that we've taken a look at saying the corn is not there. And so that's a big claim to make. And again, let's see if we can get some better fidelity on the reality there through the data that we get with this map. This is a basis map, which means it tells us, it gives us visibility into the prices that in the cash market that Arlen was talking about, the transactions directly between producers and grain elevators. And before we talk about what this picture is painting for us, let's talk about exactly what we're looking at here. Because initially I thought this had to be backwards, or I just didn't get it, frankly. I saw North Dakota, where we know they had a miserable season and are having feed shortages and desperately need corn, so surely the price should be higher there. But no, it's way, way lower. But that's because I was thinking of this backwards. And so thanks for your patience as I figured this out. But what this actually means is that if you are a producer here, this is what people are willing to pay for your corn. Not for any corn from somewhere else to come meet the need, because there are shortages going on here and they will pay a premium but not for the corn that comes from here. Because the corn that's there is dead in the ground, below test weight, poorly graded, missing kernels. It's worthless. It's totally worthless. And now we start to get a sense for what's going on in this basis anomaly, this map. It's called the voice of the market because it indicates whether or not the market wants your grain that you grew locally where you are. So with that in mind, in fact, let's look at one previous example from Philip Shaw, who was an agricultural economist and spotted this anomaly in the corn basis price back in 2015. And he concluded, look, this bubble right here tells us that there's a high demand for corn in this neck of Indiana, but there must have been a bad crop because people are able, they're willing to pay a ton of money, paying a premium for it here. So with that background now, let's again look at the corn basis map right now. And we can see, as I already indicated, North Dakota corn, nobody wants it. You have to pay me to take your corn if you lived in North Dakota, because I would have to spend money drying it with propane. If I can get the propane, it's probably not even going to be worth the propane that I used to dry it because it's under test weight. And so it's trash. I'm sorry to say, it's worthless when it comes to being able to find a market for that corn. And in fact, again, this was as of December 1st, 1.4 billion bushels of corn the USDA is still depending on. They're still counting that corn, even though it's still in the ground as of 12-1. And much of it, in fact, was under snow. And look where this is. It's chiefly in these states where things are underweight, if they're there at all, to be harvested. So the USDA really is, it's counting funny money when we look at this. And in the 6 weeks since those numbers were released, there has been some progress. Bless their hearts, there were plenty of people who were out harvesting corn over Christmas and New Year's. But again, it's low test weight, and the grain elevators are literally turning some of these harvests away because it's just not making the grade. Plenty of people talking about this kind of stuff on Twitter at all times, and you'll find people reporting that elevators are turning away their crops and saying, look, you just didn't make the adequate test weight, or it's so damaged by these storms at this point that we don't want what you grew. And that's why the map looks like this. There's a whole lot of grade 4 corn in North Dakota. There's no chance we're even going to make grade number 2. So that's what's going on here. And by the flip side, in Indiana, where they actually did have some success getting a crop out of the ground, the premium is so high because everybody needs this corn. So that's how it comes home to roost, is everyone now needs to get the little bit of corn that did grow in Indiana, and that's why people will pay their left leg to get it. So I think this actually indicates, plus the horrifying reality that the USDA is still counting on 1.2 billion bushels of corn to come out of these areas where they just have trash in the ground still, under snow in many cases. And as far as I can tell, we're still looking at a day of reckoning coming where the USDA either faces the music and further writes down, or maybe we just have this constant whittling away via small revisions. What do you think? And that's why I say I need your help, because I'm putting out this call. It's a request for your comment, for your feedback. What is actually going on out there? What are you seeing in your neck of the woods? Are you growing? Are you a grain elevator? You know, we've seen stories about grain elevators being pinched by the fact that they're having to pay high basis to get any corn to be able to work with. It's a weird picture out there right now, and I'm curious, is this interpretation that I'm giving right now anywhere accurate in your estimation, or what do you think is going on? I'd love to hear from you. Send me a note if you're not comfortable commenting on YouTube videos. IceAgeFarmer@protonmail.com is how you can reach me. But with the U.S. frantically starting to import from Brazil for the first time, and lots of other weird signs around the edges of uncertainty in the corn market, I just want to make sure that we here, again, at the Ice Age Farmer channel, are ahead of the curve as usual in finding these trends. So thanks for watching. Thanks for your comments and your insight. And thanks for spreading the word. And let's go grow our own food, because we're watching production around the world collapse right now. We just saw today Pakistan having a flour crisis. The grain prices have almost doubled there. Bakers are going on strike. And, you know, it's not going to take long for protests to erupt when people can't eat. Are we headed for that here anytime soon? Let me know your thoughts. Be well, folks.